Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA? Is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. What's Brewing, CISFA? Hopes to inform and entertain you 15 minutes at a time. For now. You can expect that we're going to have some extended sessions starting later this month. So let's go ahead and start the show. And welcome to what is now the ninth episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's get started with our first cup. So pour yourself a nice hot beverage for this morning, or whenever you're listening to the show. This episode was recorded the morning of Friday, August 7th. So this will be the end of the week episode. And as such, of course, a little looser than what we call our start of the week episodes going forward. We'll try to put out an episode every Monday and every Friday going forward from this point. Expect Monday to be your kickoff for your week with what's new in the world of financial aid, and in particular, what's going on with your state association, CISFA. Today, I got a number of things I want to cover in our first segment. I want to talk a little bit about a project that CISFA has been involved with for a number of years across the state. I want to talk a little bit about our website, how I'd really like to have people following us on Twitter, and also how you can get this podcast in a much more accessible way on your devices. First and foremost, I want to talk about a project that the California Student Aid Commission, CASFA, and in recent years, CISFA has gotten involved with. And it's our high school counselor workshops. Now they're known as the annual statewide financial aid workshops. But in the old days, we'd call them the high school counselor workshops because the aim was to present financial aid information to our high school counselors so that they have a good broad base of understanding of federal aid programs and state aid programs. That's where the collaboration came in. The California Student Aid Commission and their staff and trainers would go over things about web grants, Cal grants, actual awards for students, the middle class scholarship, and other state aid programs available to our students. CASFA, for the longest time, has been providing a presentation and presenters to talk about federal updates and the FAFSA. In the old days, we'd do almost kind of a line-by-line of the FAFSA, but we've kind of shortened that up a bit so that we can focus on other things like special circumstances that students might have and how high school counselors can respond to those and help those students through those one-off, what-ifs type of circumstances. How can you get involved? That's really the question of the day with these workshops. And again, thanks everyone in the past who has presented at these workshops on behalf of CASFA and CISFA. Also for those who have offered up their colleges as hosts for the workshops. Going forward, obviously, we're in a virtual world in this way. And so these annual statewide financial aid workshops are going virtual too. They're going to be held online for our counselors at the high schools. And so what we're looking for are people who want to present or help moderate the workshops. So presenters, those who have done it before, I thank you all. I hope you come back and consider presenting again. If you are looking for a great opportunity to talk to high school counselors, this is a great time to do it. Please get a hold of us, and I'll tell you how to do so in a little bit here. But because we're also in an online world, and we may have workshops with hundreds of attendees, we'll need some moderators, people who can moderate the chat or the Q&A part where people are typing in their questions and get back some answers. So if you have a real good broad-based understanding of financial aid, we're looking for you to help moderate too. So if you are interested in either presenting or moderating at one of these workshops, and they'll start in August and usually go through October at least once a week, please try to get a hold of me directly Or you can try to get a hold of Luann Canestro or Jennifer Polito. They are the co-chairs of the CASFA High School Relations Committee. I'll have in the show notes contact information for both of them if you're interested, again, in presenting or in moderating one of these workshops. A little bit else about what's going on with CESFA. We've made some web improvements on our homepage and are continuing to make some. You're going to see some things get reorganized a little bit so that we have more highly useful information at the top of the page. And then, of course, our normal stuff that we like to have, our quick links and our more static information towards the bottom of the page. Expect to see some additional changes as we revamp these things along the way. So I'm hoping to have a little President's Corner where I can post some information, not just that I talk to you about here on the podcast, but in general about what CESFA is doing for you, but also what we plan to do into the future. Also, we'll have links, and I believe there already are out there, that you can get these podcasts. You can follow our Twitter feed, and we're going to have some additional information. We're going to try to reinstate or reinstitute what we used to call the Buzz, which was our blog for CESFA. And we're going to try to get that out on the homepage so that to make sure that you are fully informed of what's going on in financial aid, of course, and in particular, what's going on with your association. Like I said, I mentioned our Twitter feed. You can see on our homepage, but we'd like you to follow us on Twitter. Please get the word out. Again, we don't put out a whole lot of messages. I have on my little to-do list to try to do one a day if there's something to say. There will be at least hopefully two per week because I have it set up that as soon as I get the podcast up and available, a tweet goes out. But I'll try to put out a few more to keep you informed on where we are on our conference, our financial aid multimedia showcase, any kind of training opportunities, and anything else that's going on in the association. So keep an eye out for that. Please sign up for our Twitter feed. I'd give you our full name, but it's easier if you just go to our CESFA website and you'll find it there because it's a little, it's not as easy as just saying CESFA because somebody already owned that. It's a little longer. As far as following this podcast now, obviously I've given you the Podbean website, which hosts our actual podcast. So that's, you know, wbcesfa.podbean.com. But I recently got us all posted out to the Google Podcast page, and that's at podcasts, plural, podcasts.google.com. And if you search for CESFA, you'll find us. You'll find my kind of ugly logo out there until I can get a nicer looking logo. But you can obviously then listen through an Android device through the podcast.google website. Also, we got approved and posted up to the Apple Podcasts site. So if you have the Apple Podcast app on your phone or other mobile device, search for CESFA and you also will find our ugly logo and at least 7 or 8 and now hopefully 9 episodes posted out there for you. If you have a good idea for a better logo, please let me know and get a hold of me. I'll make sure my contact information is in the notes, episode notes for this episode. My hand drawing is not that good. Lastly, for this morning's segment, last item I want to cover is the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase. So this is a project where I hope people will enter and I will get out this coming week when I have some time off from my regular work to get information out to our website on this. So FAMS, our Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, is the idea that hopefully we have creative types out there that like to put together a short film, a movie trailer for a movie that doesn't exist, a short TV pilot, some kind of animated special, a music piece, something related to financial aid. It can be serious and dramatic. It can be documentarian style. It can be funny and hilarious, sitcom style. There will be a variety of categories. And the idea here is that regardless of how we hold our conference in the spring, we'll have it where there will be a showcase, and you'll be able to see all of the entries. And I'm hoping to have a panel of non-CISFA, maybe semi-celebrity types, do our judging for us, and we will have actual awards in different categories and hopefully a Best in Show also award. So keep an eye out on the website. I'll put more out into the podcast when I have more concrete information to give you, because right now it's still nothing's posted, but it will all be out by next week. And what I really will have is we're going to have a nice little form. So if you have the intent to enter, we just want to know that you're interested. We'll have a form out there for you. At this time, we're going to take a short music interlude before we move on to our last sip segment. All right, and welcome to our last segment of the show, known as our last sip. Hopefully you got your last sip of your hot beverage from earlier. So this being our end of the week show, I want to again do a second segment known as I Dare You to Read. Because I do a lot of reading. I can't say that I remember everything I read. That's a memory issue more than anything else. But there was just a couple books out there by an author that I thought that you ought to know about. Cal Newport has written a couple books related to life and work. And he had a book that came out just a year ago called Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. And it was, for me, I read a lot of this and I finished it up at last year's conference when we were down in San Diego, let's say. And I read through this because he talks to work and he talks to life and how to make a better life by being a digital minimalist. And as he writes, minimalism is the art of knowing how much is just enough. Digital minimalism applies this idea to our personal technology. It's the key to living a focused life in an increasingly noisy world. And he really hits on great topics here. Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. The other book I want to throw out there is also by him from 2016 called Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. And again, it's just great. It boils down to four rules in life about deep work. You know, working deeply, which is taking time where subjects require you to think deeply. Embracing boredom, you know, taking time away from everything else and having some time to just mull over life, mull over work. Quitting social media. We're going to talk more about that because there's a different author I want to introduce you to on that. And in draining the shallows, where you drain away time that is just wasted and could be better spent on, again, sometimes boredom, sometimes actual work, and a lot of times just living life. That's about all we have time for today, so please catch new episodes next week when we have some new things to go over. I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing CISFA. I apologize for the noise in the background earlier. We have some construction going on nearby. But remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle there on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter. For this and all WBC podcasts, find our feed at wbcisfa.podbean.com. And that's pod and bean as one word. Also, we're available through the Google Podcasts, podcast.google site, and through Apple iTunes podcast app. What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been episode number 9, recorded Friday, August 7th, 2020. Have a great day and have a great weekend.